did your mother have the vision for what this was, or did you honestly just design this whole thing based off of how much you saw her love her dog?
She didn't say buy a farm and turn it into this. She said, I want to do something for older animals at end of life. Everything else just kind of took on a life of its own.
Farmers, brewers, hunters, packers, badgers, cheeseheads, neighbors. No matter what name we go by, we are bound together by our roots. These are the people, the stories, and the statriotism from inside Wisconsin. Welcome to Deeper Roots with Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Our travels on Deeper Roots has brought us to Baraboo, Wisconsin. Look at the rolling hills. My guy Larry, we are at James Journey Home for Dogs. Am I going to cry this episode, Larry?
A good chance you will shed tears.
Okay, I'm prepared for that. You guys got to be prepared for that. Tell me, what was the inspiration for you and your family to create this older dog sanctuary?
Well, that story does start with my mother. Found that she had terminal cancer about 10 years ago. At that point, she had about 9 months left. We talked quite a bit about what she wanted to leave as a memorial. Dogs were just a big part of her life. And her concern was older dogs. She experienced in the California area a lot of dogs being prematurely euthanized. She was quite upset, actually, that there was time frames that would be put on a dog that if it's not adopted within a certain period of time in these shelters, that they would be put down. So that was part of the story, and you know, that's what she shared with me at the end, was that she wanted to do something to have that not happen.
Why do old dogs need a place like this?
To some extent, they're forgotten. A lot of the dogs that we get, because they're older, they have various reasons why they're ending up in shelters. And they're finding that the shelters can't necessarily adopt them out.
How have you found that this serves a common belief in regards to those in the community and even people at like humane societies or other places where they too saw the need for this?
The humane societies get it. They understand this is an issue. One of the questions I was always getting, who would ever give up their dog to a facility like this? What we're finding is that people don't want to give up their dog, but they find themselves in situations where they have to.
How do people find out about this, and what is the best way you serve them?
When we had our grand opening, we had a couple hundred people show up. We got news coverage. We got a lot of social media coverage. I think we kind of tapped a chord. There's not a lot of this available. It was new to people, and they found it was important. You know, they're volunteering, they're coming out, they're donating. Almost everything you see is donated.
All right, let's go take a tour and
sure.
And meet these awesome older dogs.
Hi guys, can I come in?
Won't step on you, you're a little fella. Listen to the music in here.
It's peaceful, isn't it?
Yeah, this is about as peaceful as it gets. This is the sanctuary.
So this is where we keep the dogs, and this is a renovated lower level barn. We just had dozens of volunteers over about a 6 month period that came together. It's really set up to be like a home. These dogs are not penned up, they roam freely within the space.
What is the average age of the dogs?
I think our oldest one might be this guy here. He's about 15. We've had them as young as 10. And you can see they just get real comfortable within the space.
All they want is attention. What? And this guy's like, more attention for me, please.
Yeah.
What support, if you were to look at the needs of your facility here at Jane's, what would they be?
Certainly volunteerism. We've had great success. We've got almost 90 volunteers that spend between 2 to 4 hours a week here. Certainly donations and so forth off our website are definitely appreciated. The organization is free. So we don't charge to take these dogs in.
No.
We're run 100% on donations.
Tell me about the mural behind us, Larry.
Well, this was another one of those donations. We had two artists. They volunteered their time to come in and paint this mural. This was a mural, kind of a piece of artwork. It's similar to our logo. It has a lot of memorabilia here to Jane as well and her own dogs. So this was real important to us.
Rachel Leitzinger, the executive director of Jane's Journey Home for Dogs. You know every single dog here. They know you. There's 11 total right now.
Yeah.
You know all their names, all their personalities. Who's this guy right here?
This is Noah.
That's a boy.
Hi.
So Noah's 13 years old. He's actually part of a group of three that came here together that had spent their entire lives together. Came from a humane society in Rockford. For the first time in years, the shelter was actually considering euthanizing for space because they were so overpopulated. So they reached out to us, and we brought not only Noah, but his brothers Gully and Percy here as well.
How old's Gizmo?
Gizmo's about 12 years old or so. Gizmo's owner passed away, and there was no immediate family to take him.
What is the breed?
He's a Terrier Chihuahua.
Terrier Chihuahua. So this guy's gonna live to like 22.
He might. A lot of these dogs, their owners passed away or had medical conditions of their own, could no longer care for them. The dogs also have medical conditions and so aren't considered adoption candidates.
You're not looking for these dogs to be adopted.
If they're considered an adoption candidate, there's humane societies and rescues for that are better equipped. When we take dogs in, we plan on taking care of them for the remainder of their lives.
Do any of these dogs hide? I feel like this is a place where you could play a mean game of hide and seek.
Sometimes, if they don't want to be around things, maybe they'll go outside. This is their house, so they feel most comfortable on the beds.
Some of them are blending in with the decor. So there's one that... Yeah. Is that just one over there that's not so with everybody else?
That's Sasha. She's actually our newest addition. Sasha is blind, deaf, and has no teeth. She's just acclimating to the sanctuary. So that's part of our process is when we bring them in here, they get a smaller space so they can get used to that first, and then that we incorporate them more with the other dogs.
What's this one?
That is Bosley. Bosley has been here the longest. He actually was scheduled for euthanasia. His owner had gone into a nursing home. The nursing home reached out to us through another rescue and said, hey, do you think you could help him? And he's been here over a year now. This is Percy. So he's one of our three amigos. Percy came here with Gully and Noah. Percy's the equivalent of a 95-year-old man.
I wouldn't get up if I was him either.
Cappy is a corgi. She was actually born with deformities to all four of her limbs. Cappy's on 6 different pain medications.
Is it hard on you when the dogs leave here?
It's hard, but I think it's important to provide them a dignified end. I'm the lucky one. I get to spend all this time with them. I get to receive all of their love and affection, and I get to be there at the end, telling them how much they're loved and how much I've appreciated getting to know them.
Larry, if you could pinpoint the most important thing that a geriatric dog needs.
It's attention. They bring the love, you bring the attention, it's gonna work out. They will just eat it up. Spending time with them is as important as anything.
We understand that the mission of this is to support them, but how often do you see volunteers being supported by them?
That's just a side benefit. The volunteers, I think, you know, they come here regularly. They like to spend time with the dogs. They connect with the dogs. They know their names. They know their personalities. I think one of the surprises that I found out of this whole thing was families. Parents were bringing their kids here, and they're spending time. They're watching movies together with all the dogs around them and so forth. It's really become as beneficial to the people as it has to the dogs.
What's next for Jane's Journey Home for Dogs?
In the Baraboo area, there's so much going on around this site. We see this as being a component of visiting the area. People can come here, they can spend time, they can be in the visitor center, they can go through the miles of trails that we have through the woods and the fields here. We want this to be a component of that visit to the community.
Your mom's name was Jane. That's where Jane's Journey Home for you get comfortable. You just get comfortable. If she could see this, knowing that she didn't see this before she passed, any idea what she'd say?
I'd have to think that she would think far exceeds her expectations. I think the nice thing about this is that her gift should go on many, many years, and her memory will be part of this for a long time.
To know that a place like this exists for the family pet, I call it God's work. You're doing God's work. Thanks for doing it.
Well, thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to hang out with my little Gizmo buddy here.
I think if you just look at Gizmo's face, you can tell what gift you're giving him right now just by the attention. You can see how calm he is. You know, that's what we're trying to do for these pets.
This is...
Floyd.
Floyd.
Yeah.
And that's...
Murphy.
I'm failing this test. You ever heard of the got your hand stuck in a cookie jar? I feel like the seat I'm sitting in just got wet, and it's not me. That's a great spot. Jane's Journey Home for Dogs. Jane's Journey Home for Dogs.
It kind of rolls off your tongue. It
rolls off your tongue, not mine, apparently. Eventually, you keep them all straight.
All the time. I never mess it up.
Are you fibbing? You're fibbing.
A little bit.
Gizmo.
This is Gizmo. Don't put him underwater. Hear that? You can't go swimming or you'll take over the world.
There we go. Another positive episode of Deeper Roots with Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Beautiful Baraboo, Wisconsin. Man, was it fun to hang out with those dogs. Our thanks go out to Rachel, Larry, and ultimately Larry's mother, Jane, for bringing together such an amazing, restful home for senior dogs with nowhere else to go except for there. That's their home. If you have a Deeper Roots story of your own, let us know. Just head to farmandfleet.com/deeperroots and fill out the form for your chance to become our next guest. It's farmandfleet.com/deeperroots. Be sure to like, subscribe, and let us know what you loved about the episode in the comments below. If you're watching here on YouTube and if you're listening on the podcast side, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. We're grateful for you. All right, we'll see you.
Talk to you later. Bye.